Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this day after the big day. It is Wednesday, July the 5th, 2023. 13 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. Do want to remind everybody, we will be at the Marion County Fair today, 3 to 5 p.m., broadcasting live. Now, if it warrants, we will be on an extra hour today, but definitely 3 to 5 at this point. I believe this will be Matt Morgan's first appearance at the fair, and Pastor Craig will be with us. And our fair broadcasts are brought to you by Study His Word Ministries. Now, the Marion County Fair today is Kids Day, by the way. Until noon today, if you have a child 12 and under, you can get in for free. And Friday is Veterans Day. If you're a veteran, before noon, you can get in for free. Tonight is the truck pull, 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the tractor pull, 7:30 p.m. Friday's the rodeo, 7:30, and Saturday is the demo derby, 6:30 p.m. $10 to get into the fair. And on that note, tomorrow night we will be broadcasting from 4 until 8 from the Marion County Fair. Pastor Craig will be on from 4 to 6. We'll be on from 6 to 8, kind of like last night. And then on Friday night, we'll be on from 6 until 10, rounding out our week at the Marion County Fair. So a lot of fun. If anybody's been listening to the broadcast or wants to tell us how their 4th of July went, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. As I say, 3 to 5 today, I know we'll have Matt Morgan. I know we'll have Pastor Craig. Is Abby going to show up and let us know her knowledge of animals and things of that nature? I have no idea. She's been kind of silent this week. I don't know what happened, but we will see how it all shakes out as the day goes along. Hopefully she shows up, because as I said, I am fascinated by the animals and everything that goes into that with the FFA kids and the 4-H kids and all that. And she showed kids when she was a little girl, you know, prehistoric days. And, of course, I believe her kids showed animals. And I believe her there's some relatives that have some special meaning to the fair. And I'm not, I don't want to speak out of turn because I'm not sure what that is. And I hopefully we can get her on the air and figure that out during the Marion County Fair. But we're going to work on it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But will she show? Nobody knows. Haven't heard from her since Monday. So there you go. Didn't even wish me a happy 4th of July. Can you believe that? What kind of manner is that? Okay. Let's get back to our topic here. Name something. Name a food that's made with corn. Popcorn was number one. 29 people said popcorn. Corn bread was number two. That's 26 people. Tortilla chips, number three. That was 20. And number five was cereal. Now, we have one guess left here. And let me tell you about this one gift, a guess. It's, I don't know. Some of these categories are very weird. This one, because the category is name a food that's made from corn. Now, I guess technically this could be a food, but it's not a specific food. It would be like, Oh, let me tell you. What would be an example of this type of food? Without easily giving you the answer here. Okay. Our number one answer is popcorn. Okay. Well, at Christmas time, a lot of people put popcorns in something. And that becomes something else. So, well, you know what? Oh, geez. I don't know how this ends up being a food. Boy, this is a weird one to describe. Do you remember the old popcorn balls? Remember when people used to make popcorn balls? You know, I haven't had a popcorn ball in about 100 years. Haven't had any French waffles this year at the Marion County Fair yet either. I think that's made from corn. But, okay, popcorn balls. Think about popcorn balls. Go ahead, caller.
Well, that's what I was going to say, popcorn balls.
Yeah, so now here's, it's a weird answer. Okay. What did people used to do with those popcorn balls when they would make up a big tray of them?
When they make up a big tray of them?
Yeah, if you at Christmas time, if you made up a big tray of popcorn balls, what would you normally do with them?
Eat them, throw them at somebody.
Well, yeah. But now, like, let's say if your mother was making up a big tray of popcorn balls, what did she normally do with those?
Well, you could make a utensil that goes on the tree.
On the tree, but people, I think, did something else with them. By the way, can you believe that Abby has stood me up at the fair, and I haven't even heard from her since Monday? No, not even a happy 4th of July yesterday.
I think she just likes standing up. You're always going through that with her.
You know, I don't know what's been going on lately. I mean, everybody's got a busy life. I don't mind that at all. But and she used to miss things from time to time. But boy, I'll tell you, the last month has been complete, just dead. I don't know.
Months kind of lead on, and then just.
Well, I'll tell you what normally happens, and it's weird because she normally was never this ambiguous. But I'll say, hey, do you want to come in on Friday and do the show? And she'll say, let me see if I can get there. And then it's always, I can't get there, or she just doesn't answer. Which is very strange because that has never happened. Like Monday, she messaged me. I think she was listening to the show on Monday. And she said, hey, I'm already here at the fair. I'm doing the goat thing. What time are you going to be here? And I said, I think 2 to 4 today. And she said, I'll try to be there. And that was it. She didn't show, and I never heard from her again.
Well, instead of telling you no, you know, she would just say, I'll try. And she probably knows when she says that she ain't going to show up.
Well, yeah, but she didn't used to be that way. That's the weird thing about it. She used to be, I mean, if she couldn't show up, I mean, she did miss things before. But it was always, she would message me, sorry, I can't make it. I ran into big trouble, blah, 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 blah. But now it's very, just, yeah, like I say, doesn't show up, and I haven't heard from her in 2 days.
Well, she's listening. We'd like to have her on, her and Michelle both.
Well, you try. You know, you do the best you can.
Phyllis Shirk. Have you heard from her?
Who's that?
Phyllis Shirk.
Oh, yeah. I saw her in the grocery store last week.
But nothing on the radio?
No, I don't know how that's all working out for them digitally, but I do see them, and she's always got something nice to say. And on my birthday and Christmas, they still deliver fudge and cakes and things like that. So still good.
Well, it was always nice listening to her on the radio. You know, sometimes she'd call in to have good points or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would not be shocked if they were back very soon. I think those are really the only people. And I see, like I say, I see Phyllis and Larry in the store. I think they're the only ones who I really don't hear. I know a lot of people listen who don't call in. Like yesterday when I ran into Amy and Tim at the fair, they said Jeannie still listens all the time. So I know Jeannie's out there, but she's never been, you know, much of a caller, and that's understandable.
Oh, a lot of people are like that.
Yeah, so I know they're out there listening. That's all I need to know is that they're out there listening.
So the popcorn balls wasn't it?
No, it's a weird answer. It's just a strange answer because it's not really a food, but I guess technically it could fall in this category. It's interesting.
Well, the only thing I can think of is that you used to make popcorn strings that you decorated the tree with.
Well, I tell you what, think about, okay, if you made up a big plate of popcorn balls, what would you do with those popcorn balls at holiday time? That's what this answer really revolves around.
Well, I don't think you'd wrap and give them away as gifts.
Well, that's the answer, gifts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah? Now, how that's a food made of corn, I have no idea. But that was the answer, gifts.
Well, we didn't do the survey, so...
No, we didn't do the survey, but we got another good category coming up here, so stay tuned.
All right, yeah, that rounded out the category. Name a food that's made from corn, popcorn, cornbread, tortilla chip, gifts, and cereal. All right, moving on to the next category. Name a food that can be molded into a shape. I like this category. That's a fun idea. Name a food that can be molded into a shape. Five answers in this category. 740-751-4038. Name a food that can be molded into a shape. Five big answers here. Now that's a thinker. A food that can be molded into a shape.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hot.
Yes, happy 4th, or happy, how was your 4th?
Well, everything is just about the same day. We, older people, they just go day to day, but, well, I shouldn't say older people, these older people, Carol and I, but, everything was about the same. I never noticed. It seemed funny. I couldn't get into knowing it was a holiday because Tuesday, you know, you get Thursday, Friday, and you'll say, hey, this weekend everybody's going to be out and blah, 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 all that stuff, you know, you talk about, and you kind of, it builds up weekends, but isn't it funny having a holiday like that right there at the middle of the week, and then everybody works except for that day, they're off that day, and they go right back to work and stuff like that, so, yeah.
I think it's messed people up. I agree with you. I think it's messed people up, because I think a lot of people did go back to work this morning, and after, because the fireworks, that's a late night thing, so people are tired and they're wore out, and now they're dragging today back at work.
Oh well, I don't know all about that, but the rain and stuff, is everything's wet, that's kind of holding us off to get going, or I wouldn't be in here talking today. But I was down there going to pave our road out front there, and so I was talking to a guy out there, and I didn't miss part of the first half there or something like that that was going on, not too much, but I just thought I'd call in. How about canned food? Is there corn, like hominy and corn? Is that any of that stuff on that list?
No hominy and corn on this list.
Boy, that's a food, isn't it?
It is a food. I like the category food that can be molded into a shape.
Uh-huh. Well, that corn syrup. How about syrup?
No corn syrup or syrup on the list.
You can take your meatballs. I'm going to get spaghetti tonight, so I'm going to make spaghetti. I'm thinking meatball spaghetti. But, I make those corn balls. They, you know, have to have the syrup to hold them together, and that's what's the tasty part of a popcorn ball.
Now, did anybody in your family ever make those and give those away as gifts for the holidays?
Well, you know, back in those days, you just didn't give food away. Day by day. Sometimes if somebody got down sick or somebody passed away, they would take the family in the neighborhood, they would take some food over to the family, and that would kind of help them by not cooking in their sorrow and stuff for their family. That was tradition back in the days. Today they don't, probably some people our age and stuff to probably still do that. So that kind of stuff you learn when you're a kid sticks with you. If you're taught that stuff when you're a kid and you remember it and everything, you turn out as an adult and as a person in your community and stuff, you continue doing stuff like that. But if you're not brought up like that, well, they don't do that. But, yeah, food was just a thing that in trying times, put it that way.
Have you had a chance to listen to the fair broadcasts?
Yeah, I didn't feel too good. I thought that young lady going to talk about the animals stuff was going to be on, and just like dragon pulling teeth, sheep like person don't want to go to a dentist, but boy, that's painful that she wants to get that, or they want to get that done. But she did. You have a tough time with that young lady getting her to correspond with your correspondence.
Well, and like I said, I understand that she's busy. She's got a life. She's got kids and a family and all that sort of thing. But I don't know what's happened. Yeah.
Everybody's got a life, you know.
That's right.
When I've been listening to the show, you have trouble with getting communications with her for a long time. You know, I seem, it's kind of funny. I grin every time.
Uh-oh, did we lose our caller?
Oh, that's a telemarketer coming in or something like that. Expected spam, do you get those?
Oh, I mine come up and they say spam, and I say, okay.
Spam.
I think mine say spam risk.
Okay.
They're starting bright and early with you this morning.
No, and then they got one that says telemarketer. I tell Carol, I said, you know, it's pretty bad in this country when your privacy gets interrupted. And I've had company before and they say, hey, your phone. And I said, yeah. I said, I don't answer until they leave a message. But everybody has that trouble. And on your cell phone, interrupt your own private cell phone that you're paying for and you use for emergency situations, stuff like that, and that crap going on. You know, we got a lot of stuff to settle in this country. That'd be one thing I'd like. I don't know if that's all over the United States or just here in this area. See, you don't know nothing until somebody, you ask and somebody finds out about it.
Did you get to hear Pastor Craig and Sean and I at the fair last night?
It seemed like it was kind of boring to me because I've heard you guys before all those people there. You know, they're just part of the show that we've heard day in, day out and everything, and it just didn't interest me much because there was no theme to it, you know. And what happened to the people walking by, I heard that one thing, and all of you was upset. Something about security told them don't go over around those people or something like
that. What happened was there was this very nice young girl who had a sash on, and I believe she had a crown.
Yeah, she had a crown on, yeah.
Yeah.
Play, like, Charlie Evers up in Versailles. She knows most of those people and knows their parents or something, you know. Don't go that way in Marion, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not even sure Charlie could have got this girl over because
They go by this thing. Do you have a banner up with your call letters and stuff on it?
Oh, yeah. And I had a microphone in my hand, and so did Pastor Craig, and we had the stuff on the front of the table. And I said to her, I said, hey, do you want to be on the radio? Now, she smiled like she wanted to be on. She never spoke. And this little boy who was with her, like 4 years old, she like glanced at him, and he just shook his head. No, no, no. And then they took off.
Oh, yeah. He was shy. I heard something say about security or something.
Well, I thought he was her security guard because she looked at him for confirmation, and when he shook his head, no, they were out of there.
Oh, you mean not the little boy, but the another fellow with her?
No, it was the little boy. It was just her and the little boy, but I thought the little boy was her security guard.
Oh, you're joking about security guard, yeah.
Yeah, she smiled. I think she wanted to do it, but the poor little boy, he was just not having it.
Well, you know, adults, they don't want a kid to start crying, and you're forcing them and dragging them over to somebody, a stranger, you know, to talk to, whether they don't know nothing about a microphone or nothing, if they're just a little kid, you know.
Right, but the girl, I mean, she had to be, I'm sure, 12, 13, 14. I mean, she wasn't all that young.
Yeah, but I mean, bringing him over, like he's saying no, and a kid saying, no, I don't want to go, and you're pulling him over towards somebody. I can see she don't want this to have that atmosphere in front of her, you know, even though she was part of the fair, you know, with a crown on. She probably got crowned for the best show in Animal or something like that, you know.
Well, today I think we're going to spruce it up because Matt's going to be over there and Pastor Craig will be over there, and we're going to pull some people over. If I've got to drag them over myself, we're going to pull them over to the booth.
Yeah, you have to get out of the norm because those people have just been on the on and left the show and then back on the show and then left the show. You know, it's just a gift of gab, I should put that way. I thought it was going to have more fair people and, you know, people interest, people ahead of the fair and people like that. I thought maybe you'd draw those kind of people in to hear that and the goings on, but this wasn't what I thought it was going to be, Scott.
We got 3 days left to go. We'll get them in there.
I'd like to hear opinions, so it's just a truthful thing. I don't put frosting on my words, so and you do about the best you can do. Yeah, you can't have a well. Maybe you can get a couple of people and pay them, you know, and say, "Hey, see them people, rule them over here with
Well, that's what with Matt being there, I think we'll have that because I think that's what Matt primarily is going to do today. And I think, well, and I'll tell you something interesting, though, about Marion people. And obviously, I'm a Marion person, but it's interesting to me that when Mr. McFeely came to Marion, the two times he did for the Popcorn Festival, his big remark to me after the Popcorn Festival was that people seem scared to come up to him. They like him being there, but they were timid to come up to him. And Charlie used to say, because I did the Bratwurst Festival with him as well as the fair, he used to say the same thing. He used to say, you know, in Bucyrus, the people come right up to you, but in Marion, they don't. They're very timid. They're very backward in a way, and they don't approach you. I don't know what that is, but it's different.
Well, I don't know how many years you've done the fair. How many you've been up there? I don't know, two or three or.
Well, no,
I know the epidemic, dude. I understand all that, but actually, without any things prohibiting you from going up in your health and stuff, how many times have you actually done that? That people actually know you and your picture of you and everything.
Oh, I started back at WMRN doing that, so it's probably been at least 15 years.
Oh, well, see, I never listened to WMRN. I was working and stuff and on the railroad and this and that. You never, you know, you couldn't get that very far out of Marion either, you know.
No, but I'll tell you, it's interesting because they come through, but it's just because I've been to the Bratwurst Festival and I've been to things like that, and people do approach you over there. And also at the Bratwurst Festival, the people are dressed in those dirndls, so you definitely know who the royalty is over there.
And they're used to performing and being in front of people, so they're not. They see that. Yeah, that's part of their so-called young livelihood of a kid coming up in that atmosphere. So yeah, but a stranger, I don't know, a little kid. Maybe he wanted to go to the toilet or something.
But I do know for sure on today's broadcast from 3 to 5 that I know we have somebody who's never been on who is a vendor there. So that'll be interesting. That's somebody different.
And a lot of times, Scott, on your things, you kind of dangle the carrot in front of our listening ears. And I know you're supposed to see the dangling carrot, but they say, well, we're going to have guests. Well, it might as well advertise them guests, and then people that likes to hear that, they will listen thoroughly and see who the guests are. But it seems like you don't know, and you got other things and things to do, you know, too, that you could chime in and out on different intervals, especially those four-hour intervals that you're having, like Pastor Craig's going to be two, and then you're going to be two. That takes up four. Friday, you're going to take up 5 hours. Well, you can't sit around here and listen to fair talk and this, that, and but there's no fair people, see?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad you bring that up about the advertising of the guests because it's interesting. I'll tell you why, in a way, I do that. Last night, there was somebody I saw at the fair who I said, hey, I want to get this person on the show. And I face-to-face talked to him about it. When I got home last night, I sent them an email. They responded. They said, that sounds great. I'll be there tomorrow from 4 to 5. I'll be there tomorrow 4 to 5. And then at 8:30 this morning, I got an email from that person saying, I forgot that I have to work today, but I can come on Friday. Now, if I had advertised them this morning, you wouldn't hear them. Now,
yeah, I got that point of it, but those people are, how can you forget that I got to work in the morning? I mean, come on, Scott, we're adult people, and I've lived a life for 82 years now, and you make a commitment, don't they, or do they have too many pushing the buttons on the thing and too many commitments on that phone, and they do forget. I can see that.
Well, it's interesting because, like Abby, for example, now I don't think she's doing it on purpose, but when I asked her 2 weeks ago, she said, yes, I'll be there. That's, I like that. I love the fair. That's my thing. I'll be there. And then when we got to this week, it's been a little strange.
You know what? That, like I say, when I like to talk to people or they got something to say to me, I like to meet them face to face, eye to eye, expressions on their face, and let them talk the way they talk, that they said something about this or that. I never come under those things anymore, but that's what I tell people. I said, you just let that person come and talk face to face and eye to eye to me and say that, and we'll get it straightened out, you know. It's just like in a jury, you know, well, you go to court. Now, let's go, everybody's going to hear you and this and that. But I don't know why people do that to you, Scott. I mean, you're a good enough guy and a fair guy to ask them and to show and why they can't be there. But
you know what I think it is? I honestly, what I believe this is at the fair is that people who are at the fair, who are the people you want to interview, like you're talking about, the kings, the queens, people who know about animals, people who are working booths there, things like that, I think they get overbooked. And I think they get a spare moment and they think, okay, well, I can run down there where he is. But then I think they think, well, oh my goodness, you know, I want to go to the tractor pull. I want to go to the truck pull. I want to see the fireworks. I don't want to pay the admission to get in, because you do have to pay admission to get into the fair. And I think it overwhelms them.
$10 is quite a bit, but they have got an opportunity for people to get in, like the kids' day. And I'll tell you what, today, you know, the seniors, when they had bingo over there and wherever, they really drawled the crowd in, didn't they?
Oh, about 500 people were over there.
That's what I heard, the figure 500, but sometimes 500 senior citizens playing bingo. You're not going to draw them away from anything and have a real price on a little luncheon. You know, see, that's how they... That's the drawing card and things. Like you talked on the show about the Vets Coliseum. What a beautiful place. What a beautiful, I've played basketball in there before. They used to have basketball tournaments and stuff there. I know it belongs to the Vets. I know they got to stay in the okay on that. That just isn't a public arena to just go in there and do what you want to do when you want to do it. But what a beautiful place, and what a... goes back in history, the crowds you can draw in there and the attraction you can have from people there, but I don't know.
Well, we'll see how it is. From 3 to 5 today, I have Matt there. So for the first time this week, I have somebody who can actually go grab people. So that'll be good.
Without grabbing nobody, when you start taking a hold of somebody, they're going to take a hold of you. They might not show up, you know. They might not ever come back. But, hey, Scott, one thing about, I'm talking about like fair directors and people on the board and stuff. Yeah, I thought maybe during that whole elapsed time there with all of you there, you could have somebody speak about that and let people know about the fair and the Coliseum and stuff like that. That's what people like to hear. You used to hear people talk that was ahead of the organization, the Vets or whatever, people ahead of that, and kind of give information, history on that part of the thing. That's interesting, too.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, their office is not too far, so this afternoon when I get over there, I will go over and see if we can grab one of them.
Yeah, invite them, they'll come. See, isn't that an old saying? When you invite them, they'll come.
Well, when you ask them, they will come.
Well, I don't know about asking. You ask a lot, but when you invite them,
that's
right. You got to tangle that carrot in front of them. Hey, have a good one, Scott, hey. And everything's going well. You keep up the good work, buddy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, 3 to 5 today from the Marion County Fair. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
How about candy or chocolate?
Candy or chocolate. I don't see any candy or chocolate on the list.
Okay.
All right. No candy or chocolate on the list. Now, our category here is name a food that can be molded into a shape. Name a food that can be molded into a shape. We've got none of these yet. Five answers on the board and about 18 minutes left to go here. 740-751-4038. Food that can be molded into a shape.
Go ahead, caller.
How about Jell-O?
Jell-O, number one on the list. You got it.
Hey, I better go up there and buy me a lottery ticket. I had nice.
Your number one answers today. You're nailing them.
I know. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Name a food that can be molded into a shape. A food that can be molded into a shape. Jell-O, the number one answer.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
About cake.
Cake. Let's see here. No cake on the list.
No cake on the list here today. Name a food that can be molded into a shape. A food that can be molded into a shape. Go ahead, caller.
Fondant.
What's that?
Fondant. The icing at fondant.
Fonda?
Fondant. F-O-N-D-A-N-T.
Oh.
I have cakes with it.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay. What is that, would you say? Is it a type of something?
Cake icing? Or
yeah, there's
pastry.
Is there something close to that on the list? Have you had a chance to listen to any of the fair broadcasts?
No, I didn't get to. Sorry.
Well, hopefully today, 3 to 5, you'll be able to tune in.
Oh, 3 to 5. Okay.
3 to 5. All right. Thanks.
All right, name a food that can be molded into a shape. A food that can be molded into a shape. Jell-O is number one at this particular point. Jell-O number one. Four other answers to go. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about butter?
No butter on the list.
Like at the state fair, the butter cow?
I know. Leaving the butter cow out on this one.
Mashed potatoes is always my favorite.
You know, mashed potatoes is on the list, number five.
There you go. Do you think Ashley's upset because of the top 10 list?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, I can't imagine she is. I say the weird thing about this is she did contact me on Monday, and she was at the fair, and she said, I'm with the goats. And she said, what time are you going on? And I said, and she said, I'll try to make it, but I can't confirm. And then she didn't show up. So I sent her a message. I said, hey, I guess it was a no-show. And that's the last I heard from her, was Monday.
Well, you should let her know that you're one of the goats. You know, you're doing this at all times, you know, type deal and everything. She should spend some time with you.
I know. I'm coming low on the list lately. I don't know what's going on.
Hey. I don't think
We'll work. So I got Matt. Like I said, I got Matthew there today, and he knows his goal is to go get guests for the program. So I think it'll work out better today. Hey, thanks.
All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We'll be live from the fair today, 3 to 5 p.m., and if it warrants more time, we will give it more time. So listen to that. Name a food that can be molded into a shape.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Dough.
Dough. That's it. Dough's number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Dough is number two on the list. Jell-O number one. Dough number two. Mashed potatoes number five.
Go ahead, caller.
How about ice cream?
No ice cream on the list.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
No ice cream on the list here today. Jell-O number one, dough number two, and mashed potatoes coming in at number five. Still two answers left on the list here. Name a food that can be molded into a shape. A food that can be molded into a shape.
Go ahead, caller.
Like a cheese ball.
Cheese is number three on the list. You got it.
Cheese shows up at number three on the list here today. So now we've got Jell-O, dough, cheese, mashed potatoes. One answer. Name a food that can be molded into a shape.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a big old pizza?
No pizza on the list.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Swirl around on your fingers up high. Goodness gracious.
Hey, Beggs.
No pizza on the list here today. My goodness gracious. Name a food that can be molded into a shape. Jell-O, dough, cheese, mashed potatoes. One answer left. Number four on the list, 740-751-4038. 78 degrees in hazy skies here in Marion. 740-751-4038. Name a food that can be molded into a shape. 47 people said Jell-O. 28 people said dough. 9 people said cheese. 5 people said mashed potatoes. So we're down to 1. It's number 4 on the list here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food that can be molded into a shape. Well, have we hit a wall here today in our category of things that can be molded into a food that can be molded into a shape? Again, our broadcast from the Marion County Fair today, 3 to 5 p.m. Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and myself will be at the fair and trying to shovel people on over to our booth the best we can. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
How about ground beef?
You know, meatloaf is number 4 on the list. You got it.
Oh, my. Okay. Right.
Thanks.
Meatloaf turns out to be number 4 on the list, and that is the right answer. So that's the category. Name a food that can be molded into a shape. We've got Jell-O, dough, cheese, meatloaf, and mashed potatoes. Let's move on to a different category here. We've got about 10 minutes left. Let's see if we can get this done. Now this is, okay, again, another fun category. Name a food that you can rinse off of a dish, that you rinse off of a dish immediately, or it becomes hard as a rock. Name a food that you rinse off a dish immediately, or it becomes hard as a rock. 5 answers on the board. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name a food that you rinse off a dish immediately, or it becomes hard as a rock. 5 big answers here. What are those foods that you got to scrape off a dish?
Go ahead, caller.
I would say ketchup.
No ketchup on the list.
Doesn't ketchup kind of get firm and then it gets kind of yucky?
I don't need a whole lot of ketchup.
Okay, well, I'll try something else.
All right, no ketchup on the list here today. Name a food that you rinse off a dish immediately or it becomes hard as a rock. What is the answer?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Lasagna.
Lasagna. Pasta is number 3 on the list. Yep, pasta.
Pasta comes in at number 3 on the list here today. 2 ahead of it, 2 below it. Name a food that you rinse off a dish immediately or it becomes hard as a rock. Pasta, number 3 on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
Cheerios.
Cereal is number five on the list.
Cereal, number five on the list here today. So we've still got 1, 2, and 4 on the list here today. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about pancake syrup?
No pancake syrup.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
No pancake syrup today on this particular list. Name a food that you rinse off a dish immediately or it becomes hard as a rock. We've got pasta at number 3 and cereal at number 5. Still 3 answers left to go. And about 8 minutes in the broadcast here today, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Don't forget our broadcast from the Marion County Fair today, 3 to 5 p.m. Gonna have a lot of fun today at the Marion County Fair, to be sure. Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and myself, and we're gonna drag some people over. Whatever it takes. All right. Food you have to rinse off a dish immediately or it becomes hard as a rock. Pasta, number 3. Cereal, number 5. 3 answers left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
How about eggs?
Egg, number 1 on the list. You got it.
I think, Scott, before you go.
Yes, go ahead.
I think you should interview Briley.
Oh, is she at the fair?
No, well, Brinley, she's there now, but you should interview her brother, Briley, with his...
Oh, okay. Yes, yes.
He's Marion, and his art is all over the United States. He's even shipped it to Australia and the UK.
You know, I'm going to get him over today because I saw him there last night. I've been there every day. I'm going to get him over between 3 and 5 because I'll send Matt over once we get on the air to have him come on over.
Yeah, he was written up in the Marion Star. He was on the front page. That was last year. He's just, you know, he's a great kid.
Well, and talented.
Very, very.
Now, what have you made of the broadcast from the fair?
I think it's gone fine.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because have you noticed this thing about Marion? And again, it's not a knock. It's just... They really blow through there, and they, when you do approach them, it's like you have a hammer in your hand. That microphone looks like a hammer to them or something.
Well, some people just don't want to talk.
Well, that's true, and you know, you can't force them. And
nope.
And the fair people are kind of interesting because they're always riding around on those golf carts.
It's
tough to get.
Also, I wanted to ask. You were talking about Tom Wagner for Wagner's Pork.
Yes.
Isn't it Dale?
Oh, yeah. Tom was his father. You're right.
So it's Dale.
Dale, who was the drum major, who runs Wagner Pork, and Tom was his father, who worked at WMRN. That's right.
Yeah. I'll keep you straight.
Well, somebody's got to from day to day. Although we had a great bratwurst from there. It was delicious.
Oh, their food is tremendous.
Yeah, and Buckeye Guy's right next door to him, so he picked up the tab, so it was a really a good 4th of July.
All righty.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Well, there we go. We're going to get Briley over today, who does artwork written up in the Star, has sold work overseas. So there you go. We're definitely going to have Briley on today between 3 and 5 during our fair broadcast. So tune in for that. All right. Okay, where are we here? Okay, yeah, it's food. Name a food that you rinse off a dish immediately or it becomes hard as a rock. We've got egg, pasta, and cereal. Still 2 answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And remember, we'll be broadcasting live from the Marion County Fair, 3 to 5 today. Pastor Craig, Matt, and a lineage of guests today that we're going to drag over in that 2-hour period. And if we have to go to 3 hours, we'll go to 3 hours today. That's how we're going to do it. 740-751-4038. Name a food that you rinse off a dish immediately or it becomes hard as a rock. egg, pasta, cereal. What are the remaining two answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 3 minutes left to go here in the broadcast today. Now, you know what's interesting? Our main problem with Fair Broadcast in the past has been keeping a connection. Now, we have not had much trouble there, which is great in keeping a connection back to the station. So that is a plus. We have had that working on our side this particular week. Remember, it's Kids Day today at the fair until noon. If you're 12 and under, kids get in for free. Friday's Veterans Day. If you're a veteran, up until noon, you get in for free. And tonight at the fair is the truck pull, 7:30 p.m. Tractor pull tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Rodeo Friday, 7:30 p.m. And the demo derby on Saturday, 6:30 p.m. That's how it'll all shake out. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Cheese.
Cheese. Yes, cheese is number two on the list. You got it.
Well, we're at the two-minute warning, and we've got one answer left. Name a food that you can rinse off a dish immediately, or it'll become hard as a rock. One answer left.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I was going to mention to you also, I don't want to be a complainer, but if I get asked a question, I just kind of answer the best I can. But during the fair also, come in broken up. But on my device, that's why I don't call in anymore. When I was on the telephone, I knew everybody was getting it to the telephone, and if it was coming in weak or something like that, I'd mention it. But I don't mention it anymore because different devices, and like you say, the different problems they're having with the internet and stuff. So I don't say that, but I know when I said boring, I don't mean boring, boring. I mean, sometimes you could hear, but you couldn't, it'll break up or like the wind was blowing in the microphone or something like that. That's what I heard of the beginning of the fair and stuff when you're transmitting from the fairgrounds there, Scott.
Yeah, yeah, and I think today will be interesting, and we'll see how it goes today.
Well, inside or outside, whatever you do, it still does that on my device, so... That's what I say. That's my opinion on my device, not on everybody's got different devices listening to you, right?
Right, I think so, yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks.
All right, well, we're down to 20 seconds here. Don't forget to listen to the fair coverage today, 3 to 5 p.m. It should be a lot of fun today. We're going to have fun, and we'll come back and finish this category tomorrow, I guess. All right, for this Wednesday, July the 5th, 2023, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention, with conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis,